SPSS has lots of different kinds of pairwise comparisons that you can ask it to do. You might be stuck somewhere where you don't have the raw data, or you can't get to the raw data and somebody has brought you a printout. And so in the computator, there is an LSD-HSD computator. You plug in things here, and it gives you both the LSD and the HSD, because those are the ones that are used most often. This is the number of conditions, which you can tell from the graph. This is the average small n, which is the large n, the total number divided by the number of conditions. If there's a decimal, use it. We are not counting people, we are representing the amount of power. And so parts of people is okay. The mean square error is taken from the SPSS output. The degrees of freedom error, when you get to this on the computator, it's a drop-down list. So you don't plug a number in there, it won't like you. So you click the button, you get the little arrow, you hit the little arrow, and the point is that you round down. So for example, here, let me show you. I think I have one of these laying around somewhere. So if your degrees of freedom error was 119, you would not round up to 120, you would round down to 90. Okay? There's only down rounding. And then it calculates your values for you, and you're off. If you have a within groups design, it's all the same stuff. It just comes from a slightly different place. A couple of common questions. What do we use as n if we have an unequal n design? This will only happen in between groups designs. In within groups design, most statistical packages only use the cases with complete data, so you won't have a different n in the different conditions. What you do if you have unequal n in a between groups design is you use the average n. That means you use any decimals. Remember that for a within groups design, little n and big n mean the same thing. Now, they don't always. When you start building a set of formulas and a set of notation for ANOVA, one of the first decisions you have to make is whether n means people or data points. Okay? We have consistently, because we emphasize where data come from, we have consistently used n to be number of people, cases, things, stuffs, folks. And so big N, the total number of people, is the same as the number of people who were in each condition. You have to watch this a little bit because sometimes, particularly in research areas that tend to train in math statistics classes instead of math analytic class or data analytic classes, sometimes use n to be number of data points. And then all of this changes a little bit.